Welcome to the Kinky Pineapple Podcast with your hosts,
Mr. Swinger
and the Swinger's wife. If you are under 18, do not listen to this podcast. Go find something else. This podcast is about our ethical non-monogamous journey, adventures, and, well, shenanigans we get into.
And advice and tips we learn while doing what we do best.
Doing people. Huh. Hi, guys. Welcome back this week. Sorry we're a little late.
Wait, it's not Sunday?
It's not Sunday.
That's not cool. I was expecting this podcast to be to listen to on my Monday drive. It's your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because everything's your fault.
Oh my gosh. The car broke. Our car broke, so it kind of took our time.
Speak up, they can't hear you.
So
it's not a secret.
I don't know much about the car stuff, so that's on you, man.
Yeah, whatever. Car broke. A long ways from home. We had to Uber like 30 minutes to the city to get a part and buy a couple tools they didn't have and then Uber
back.
Yeah, and then fix a car.
That was on Monday, though.
Yeah, it was on Monday, because that's what we're going to... Because Sunday, we were doing a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, we were busy on Sunday. And then Monday, we were going to do the podcast, but that happened. So, we're just a little late today, this week.
Let's see, Wednesday, we went to the club. We didn't do much. We did stay out late, just chatting, and then... Diane woke up, you know, with a couple hours sleep. Thursday, did it again. So, Thursday, we had our party or event at the club, but,
It was
slow in the beginning, and it was picking up as we were leaving, because it's open until 2, and
Diane's by midnight to go to work the next day.
Friday, we were gonna go, I was gonna go out, but Diane's like, nope. We were going to bed.
Yep. And it was nice. I had a glass of wine, and I read my book, and then I went to bed. It was amazing.
And then Saturday was our big... We hosted on a Saturday there, which is unique. And we let everybody use the color bands on a Saturday. Everybody loved them. There was a lot of pink and green. Like,
there was a lot of
pink. I don't even think I seen red.
I saw, like, one couple.
Yeah,
a
couple. Mention what the colors are for people that didn't listen to the last.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, so we have a color band system, and everybody has to wear a specific color band. Couples do have to match, and there are 4 colors. So blue is for solo men. We already know they're down to fuck. That's why they're at a sex club. And then it'll go to the 3 other main colors for couples and women. So you're going to see red, which means don't ask me to play. I'm not here to play. Usually those are good for people that are brand new. They're trying to check things out without being intimidated. Or for, like, voyeurs and exhibitionists. I can't speak. Then it's going to go to green. Green means that they're comfortable with the idea of playing. They're comfortable with being able to talk about it. So you can ask them to play. Obviously, they still say no. Consent is sexy. And then there's pink, which means absolutely, that's what I'm here for. I'm down to fuck. Please ask me. You still need to ask for consent, but there's a higher chance that they might say yes.
So, a girl reached out to me and wanted to go to the club. So we took her with us. We went and picked her up, took her with us.
That girl.
And in the beginning, like, we showed her around. It was slower. Took her to the room, had some fun with her. Came back out. It's getting busier, but still, that night was super, super slow in the beginning. Like, it didn't really start getting busy till like 11:30 or midnight. Like, it was, I don't know, it's kind of weird how the clubs are here. Like, everybody wants to come out after midnight. And so another friend came, like a long unicorn that we've known for. She's a really good friend.
Really good friend.
And we don't use her name. She has a good job.
Right.
So, like, I won't even say anything more. I was going to say a little more about the job, but I'll leave it alone. So, she's fun. We've played with her for the last year and a half here. And she's only a unicorn. She's not settling down with anybody. She likes to be a unicorn. She doesn't do relationship stuff. She just wants to have fun, have sex. So it works great.
Yeah, she's a ball.
And she's super fun, like, and super fit. She's older, she's almost as old as me.
Yeah.
So, she came out, and she's been a little while because she got hurt. So it's been a little while, and she likes rougher sex. I mean, not like...
She just likes it faster.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, super aggressively rough, but she just likes a fast pace, a lot of energy.
So, because she... of the injury that she had, she couldn't do that no more. And I was like, don't worry, I got you. I'll go slow. And she's like, don't make me throw up.
She was like, that doesn't even sound appealing.
I was like, well, you might have to go slow. I don't tell you.
She was so mad.
So we had sex on the OBGYN table.
Yeah.
Because it could let...
The pressure off her injury.
Yeah. But we can back up a little bit and you can talk about your the part of the evening. The hot guy.
Like the hot
I almost
guy.
Got
that's
some.
The only way I described him. So there was an older gentleman that had walked into the club. And I have a thing for older guys. So like,
I don't know why.
I love the salt and pepper thing. Oh my God. And so he was hot. And so he decided to come sit next to me because I was by myself. I think Mr. was with that girl that he had mentioned. And... he came to sit next to me and he's chit-chatting with me and he asked what I'm into. Like he had a really great start because he asked what I'm into, all this. And I'm like thinking in my head, I'm like, huh, he seems really respectful. He's kind of hot. I might fuck this dude. But then as he kept talking, it just got worse because this man was like so fucking into himself that like you could tell he felt entitled. Like he was like, I know I'm going to be getting fucked because I know I'm hot kind of thing. And I'm like, nope, now. Now you're not attractive anymore. It was bad enough that later when I was chit-chatting with the front desk girl, she said that when he had come in, he actually came in with a different shirt. He was wearing like some kind of button-up when I saw him. But he came in with like a white t-shirt. And she said he had the smallest fucking dots of something on it. And he came in... I guess he went to the bathroom and then came back out. And as he's coming back out, he got mad at the desk girl and said, why didn't you tell me there was any sauce on my shirts and or on my shirt? And he had to go change. He like literally left, changed and came back, which was odd. I don't know. He was very into himself. And then when our friend got there, because I told him that I was waiting for my friend.
We need to call her a name for this podcast because we're going to talk a little bit about it. So Susie?
Susie it is. So Susie, he had asked me what I was doing and stuff. And I was like, well, I'm waiting for my friend. Like, I haven't seen her for a minute. I'm really excited about her. She's a ton of fun. And so to him, he was like, I want to see who this Susie is. And I was like, well, she's super fucking hot. Like, I love this woman to my death. Because I fucking love this chick. She's insanely attractive and I love her. So when I said that, because he's so fucking into himself, he's like, oh, I'm going to score with this hot Susie girl. And I was like, whatever. So when she got here, he wouldn't fucking leave her alone. It was, she thought he was super fucking annoying too. She was like, what the fuck is with this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, I forgot. I didn't even need to mention you, apparently, because this guy seems to think he's going to get whoever the fuck he wants. I don't know. It was a mess. He was annoying. He is hot, but don't talk, I guess. If you hear this, don't stop talking.
So I was talking to some friends up in the front, and then I'm just going to, like, the hot dude, I guess, because I'm like,
that's fuck. The only name I got from him, sorry.
So the hot dude comes over and finds me and says, hey, your girl's looking for you. And then I was like, I knew already what kind of was going on. And so I was like, which one? And then he was like, just got put in his place. Like, fuck this guy. Like, so he was like, the Susie one. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, she wants to fuck, and I guess you're the only one that's going to get a fucker. I was like, oh, sounds about right.
Oh, sounds about right.
It took a little bit, like 15, 20 minutes, but we did go downstairs to that thing. And then he's following us like, I'm going to get seconds, I guess. I don't know. And as soon as we started doing anything, like he was right there He didn't have his dick all the way out, but he was
definitely... He was hand in his underwear.
Yeah, like, his pants were, like, half down, and it's, like, it was mostly respectable as far as, like, the solo guy next to you, but it was super, super close. I was like, I need... Actually, a couple times, I was like, we need a couple feet. Like, this... You're not the doctor's helper here. I'm a doctor.
I'm the doctor.
Couple guys on my... He was on my left. Two dudes on my right with their dicks out, like, really, really close. And that's actually mainly who I was like, hey, we need a couple feet. I don't know who was behind me, but we had a little bit of a crowd watching. And then he was like, man, you're so lucky because she chose you. I was like, dude, like, she didn't just choose me because she walked in and seen me. Like, you know, relationships build over time. You can't just be, like, walking in a club and be like, I'm hot. Try to fuck everybody. Now, like, happens, it can happen, though. So I'm sure it's happened to him before.
I'm sure.
Like, that's probably why he's like, oh, this is easy. I don't think he had sex that night that I could see.
Probably not.
So.
He's also super fucking picky. Like,
He picked you.
Ha.
Oh.
Like, the girl that Mr. was with, she was looking for a partner. And he didn't even try to talk to her.
She wanted to, yeah, she was.
And I mentioned that because he's like, who's looking? I was like, I know she is. Pointed at her and he like ignored that whole comment.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
She wasn't quite my type. I well, kind of made plans without seeing her whole person. Because like, she was like this and this and this. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Let's do that. And then I was like, I mean, I kind of already committed. But I don't want to, like, I hate letting people, like, because if I don't, let's say, if I don't, then that person's like, what, how bad do I look that, you know, or whatever, and it hurts the self-esteem. And she was younger, so I'm not going to do it again. So I call those people one first, like one and sorry.
One and sorry.
Like, I feel bad, but I'm not going to, like, do it in person. Like, I'm not going to, like, nope, sorry, not my type. If it's already, like, kind of set up. Like, obviously, if I had met her, like, if I had met her at the club, like, that guy, I would have been like, no, I'm kind of busy. I got two girls here, you know? But, unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And I was her ride and stuff. So, I don't really, you know, I was just Mr. Nice.
Mr. Nice.
But she was like, I want, like, throw guys at me. I was like, okay, I'll see what I can do. And I told a few people, and they're all like, nope.
Poor baby. I also forgot the front desk girl said that hot guy was, like, bugging her. Because he was like, well, you're the hottest one here.
She's cute.
And she's cute. But he kept telling her, and he was like, so when are you going to come out and play? And she's like, I'm literally working. Leave me the fuck alone. And he's like, well, you're the hottest one here, so you should be the one out here coming with me. And stuff. I was just like, shoot, dude, that guy was something.
So... I know that I'm confident, but I don't think I'm like that guy. Like,
well, you're confident, but you don't like hunt people down and harass them.
Yeah, I do it different. Like, I let people come to me. I like make sure, I guess my thing is I make sure people notice me, but I don't like, you know, follow them or like make comments or anything like that.
Yeah, because like that guy, he made comments to me and the front desk girl and Susie. And so the way he did it was like, it wasn't even confident. It was like, I'm a cocky asshole. And the way you do it, you're like, I'm here. This is who I am. If you like me, great. If you don't, that's fine. Like, I'm not gonna take it personally, but I'm also not gonna bug you.
So, since we're on this topic a little bit, read that. You had a thing from a guy.
Oh, I had a personal question to me that was directed to me that I thought would be a lot better to talk about on the podcast than to just, like, try to answer it on my little social media page. Give me 2 seconds to find it.
I'm going to make sure our format, like, the way we're doing it. Okay.
Sorry, I've been a little congested. Okay, we know Mr. is very good at sex, and most of us can't keep up with him. Do you get disappointed when you swap and doesn't last as long as Mr. does, or that he goes like 3 rounds? So this guy, super cool of him to ask that in the first place. So he was asking if I get disappointed when we do
swaps. Wait, how do you know it's a couple swaps?
This person, this it's anonymous questions. This
it might person, be a girl because
just wanted to know if I get disappointed when we do couple swaps, because Mister can go a couple of rounds. He can come and or orgasm and then still get to go again.
I don't. Yeah, actually, in the first time, I don't even go soft after the one.
Right.
Like and maybe then, yeah, for two or three, I'll take a break. But
yeah, or like go for a certain amount of time. And a lot of the time, a lot of guys think that they have to go for forever. I actually hate when guys go for forever. But I don't personally get disappointed. I'm in it for like the experience in general. Like if you're super chill, I'm having ball no matter. Because I'm a cuck, if I'm at least watching Mr. with somebody else, I'm in ecstasy no matter. And I don't ever get disappointed. One, I actually because I get the orgasmic headaches, I don't know who does know that. So I get a headache every time I orgasm. So don't, like, my goal is not to orgasm. My goal is to, because it hurts. You guys should have seen the way Mr. looked at me. Like, I am here to have fun, no matter. Like, I do like to orgasm, but sometimes, especially the better the orgasm, it hurts. Or if I get multiple orgasms, it just, like, builds onto itself, and eventually I have to tap out. And it's always been like that. Like I've been to the doctor a whole bunch. Like it's a mess. But
yeah, I've been to Dr. Mr. Swinger.
But I just ignored him. And so like I'm there for the experience. I love having fun. I love meeting new people. And I like interacting with people. But even if somebody like orgasms really, really, really fast, or like they can't get hard because they're nervous, I never found that to be a disappointment. I've always had a lot of fun. I know I've had a couple of guys that talk to me at the end or like another day that something like that happened, and they usually tell me, they're like, you had made that like an experience, something that wasn't scary, even though like I was super nervous at the time. Like I will never pressure a guy to be like, do better at your job or something that's like fucked up. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I'm pretty chill. I'm trying to think, and I don't, it's not disappointing. It's an experience. It's something that everybody gets to learn from and get to have fun with. And, this is why I couldn't talk about it on my social media, because I don't know how to like exactly go about this. The best way to say is, if you're having fun, just have fun. I'm having fun. If you want to check in on me and be like, hey, are you enjoying yourself? Go for it. And I will tell you, yes, I am enjoying myself. The only time that I like get kind of disappointed or I don't like something is when somebody's too rough with me. And I'm a chicken shit. I will not tell you to your face that I didn't like that. but that's it. Yeah. Any words to add, sir?
To what?
To any of it. Were you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see our format, because I don't know if we're going away from our format a little bit, but
we're not even 20 minutes in, man.
I know. So in reviews of clubs or parties, we didn't really do anything. Oh, we did do.
Oh, we did
the pool. Yeah. So talk about that.
So I don't know. I think we talked about it a little bit on the podcast before. We went to our typical spot. We went to Daylight Beach at Mandalay Bay, and we decided, you know what, we should start checking out to see if there's any, like, well, we know there's a couple, but we should, like, actually go physically check out the topless clubs. And after Mr. did some research, he found out that there was a topless one at the Mandalay Bay called the Maria?
Maria Club.
Maria Club.
Or a beach club, I think.
Something like that. And so we decided, you know what? We'll go check it out. So we left the Daylight and we walked over to the Maria. And then when we got there, they actually said that it's by reservation until noon or one.
Oh, one.
Until 1 o'clock. And then general admission, people that are walking in can go in at one. So we had been there a little, like, about an hour, 45 minutes before we could get in. So we're like, all right, we'll be back. We went and had lunch and then came back. The entry for women was $20, and the entry for men was $40. Am I correct on that?
How much was the women's?
$20?
Yeah, $20, $40, yeah.
Okay. So we paid, we got back, we paid the entry, we came in. The first thing I noticed was that it was a lot smaller than what I was expecting, but I also was used to going to like the regular daylight beach club, and most of the beach clubs that we've been to have like a lot of space. They're not just the pool itself, but like the area, like people are meant to be there. Here it was a lot more intimate, a lot tighter, and it was like a very long rectangle rather than a big open space. The pool and the space itself. But there were definitely quite a few people that were kind of around that were topless, or for women. It felt like it was more of like a trophy show and tell thing. There was a lot of like fake titties. Nothing wrong with that.
But no pasties that we've seen. Neither other tops off or on. Unlike. Where was that in Florida? Secrets?
Secrets, yeah.
In Florida and Secrets.
And that's an actual lifestyle club. Yeah. Like, that's a private venue, and people wear fucking pasties there.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've seen, but, like, maybe one pair of boobs in Secrets in June in Florida at a lifestyle pool or slash venue, because they had a pool outside. And the whole thing, it's like, it's like a resort, a lifestyle resort. So you can be naked anywhere inside the grounds.
Yeah, but this... Why am I so congested? This pool, there was actually topless people, so I did get topless. It was nice. I had some free the titty moments. And we stared at everybody's tits. So I have to come up with like a better code. So there was two ladies at the at this pool that were wearing pineapple bottoms, right? And so when I would ask them about it, I would be like, are the pineapples on purpose? Because in my head, that would make sense. But apparently not to others. Because they're like, well, yeah, it was on purpose. And so when I would show them like my tattoo and try to ask them about stuff, they were clueless. And I think they just really liked pineapples when I, on their hand, other hand, are using pineapples as an LS thing. So
I tried to tell her that I was like, of course they just put on, though. They went to the store, they bought the pineapple to put them on. It's not like they like accidentally put fucking pineapple.
And I don't think they understood the question.
On.
So... that's gonna have to be a thing for another. Like, I have to figure out.
Maybe
a way to do this.
You should have said, are they supposed to be upside down, or
I don't know.
Or what LS clubs have you been to? Maybe that, because they'd be like, what clubs? I'd be like, oh, never mind.
Right. I have to figure something out because I don't know how to talk to people. Apparently.
I mean, you could just be obviously. Like, you have pineapples. Want to fuck?
No.
And then they'd be like. What? No. Or, oh, shit.
That will scare them, and they'll forever hate wearing pineapples ever again if I did that.
So, let's see. Next thing on our list. Oh, is there any more? I don't think there's... Well, we did the water park. So you could talk about... I mean, it wasn't my lifestyle, but we could talk about the water park. We did that Sunday.
And Top Golf.
And Top Golf.
We did Top Golf and the water park on Sunday. It was ourselves... our little family and our good friends. Topgolf was fun. That was my first time there. I suck bad. I think I want to learn how to play golf because I suck so bad and I hated it. So I want to not suck. If there's anybody listening that knows how to do that, you want to teach me, let me know. And
I don't know why you whisper like trying to get people to help you.
No, because at the same time, it's embarrassing. And so... We did that, and it was actually a lot cheaper than I thought it was going to be. Did you have fun doing that?
I did it twice. I'm the one that invited y'all to do it. I hated Topgolf. Let's go do it again.
Then we went to the water park, which is nice, and we typically just stare at a lot of cleavage all day.
So, for people that don't know what Topgolf is, since they're like, okay. So, it's like a driving range, but there is targets out there that are holes in the ground. And there's like 9 or 10 holes. And you get points for dropping the ball into the holes. And also more points for dropping it closer to the center of the hole. And
these holes are ginormous. They're not like actual golf holes, okay?
No, they're not like little itty-bitty golf holes. You hit them on accident. And when you're trying to hit them, it's hard to hit them. But we hit them on accident all the time. But then you can play other games like Angry Birds where it matches. It also shows you the trajectory... the height and the speed of the ball when you hit it. So it tells you all this stuff, but it uses that data to play games like Angry Birds or Jewel. And then, or you can just play like hit the hole and whoever has the most points. But it's, if there's one near you, they're really not the spindy, so try one out if you want. It's more like Wii for golfers. Kind of like you're actually doing the sport and then it tracks that ball, so.
Actual golfers just go to practice their swing because it gives you all that information about how you're hitting.
Well, it doesn't give you swing information at all.
No, it just gives them the ball information, but they're practicing their swing, knowing how their ball is hitting and all that shit. I don't know. I talked to a golfer the other day when I was at work.
So, upcoming stuff.
We didn't talk about the water park.
Oh, water park. Good.
We went to the water park. Cooked his feet.
Which one?
The one in Vegas. I don't know.
Oh, there's fucking four in Vegas. Is there? At least four.
Cowabunga Bay.
Yeah.
And
Henderson Cowabunga Bay. There's two of those, too.
I thought they... Are they both...
It's maybe. Called the same thing.
My bad. Mr. cooked his feet because he forgot his sandals. And he didn't want to take his fancy-ass shoes in the water park because they were going to get stolen.
Yep.
He had his Space Jam LeBrons. So people that understand shoes a little bit might know why he didn't want to take those in the water park.
I barely wanted to wear them at all. I wore them to Topgolf and then that's it.
He got to show off at Topgolf a little bit.
I had the whole outfit. The whole Space Jam outfit.
We enjoyed the water park. We like going. We like laying in the lazy river. We really like going on the slides, but because we went to Topgolf first, the lines are already too long. And so all we did was go to the wave pool and the lazy river.
So if you're in Vegas, or even if you're not in Vegas and coming to Vegas, it's only $100 per person for annual memberships. It's $46 to get in for one day. So if you're going to be a couple times or back a couple times or live here, and I think they're limited to how many they sell. I don't know how many that is, but just so you know. And you get two water parks too. You go both Cowabunga Bay water parks. We haven't been to the other one yet one day.
One of these days. We're a little busy now.
So upcoming news, trips and stuff. So upcoming trips. San Diego, June 3rd with a friend that Diane's not sure if she likes yet. So we'll see.
Phoenix next weekend.
Oh yeah, Phoenix and yeah, I forgot about that one. Club Encounters, another cool couple we met.
A unicorn that I kind of know.
Oh, yeah. And another unicorn friend that's in Phoenix, too. Yeah.
I'll think about that in a minute. We were supposed to meet this unicorn when she came to Vegas, but she couldn't get away from her family because she came with family. And so we kept in touch because we found out that she was in Phoenix. So I told her, hey, we're going to Phoenix. And she actually has a pool party that we might be able to
get. We need to tell our other unicorn friend that's in Havasu. I forgot.
Who are these people?
Oh, my gosh, Diane. I can't say her name, so.
You'll remember
the one that came out as her birthday last weekend.
That's not
helpful. The one that we're in Chicago, we're going to miss her whole birthday weekend here. Oh, wow. So, I guess she doesn't care about this unicorn girl.
Who the hell is this?
That's Eric in Sin City and
Kitty's friend. Oh! Okay.
My gosh. So, you listen to the podcast. Diane doesn't care about you.
No, I do. I just couldn't.
At all. You had a whole four-day weekend. That's where she lives? Like Havasu.
Oh.
She's going to meet us, go to Phoenix, go to Club Encounters.
I didn't know it was like Havasu that she lived in. Okay, beside the point.
So, Phoenix, and then San Diego, and then Tri-Cities, June 16th, but it'll only be me. I'm going to host a party there. I'll have a girlfriend or two with me, because actually, Diane might, I don't know, there's a possibility Diane goes now, because she lost her job.
I didn't tell them that yet.
She doesn't like her job, so she quit.
I didn't quit.
Some shit. So she might go, but I don't know. Right now, it's only set for me, and then, July... The first week of July back in Tri-Cities. The last weekend of July back in Tri-Cities, Washington. I'll have a party again that weekend. So those are only the plans that we know of right now.
Currently, yes.
So we have a party coming up Sunday. A hotel play party in Vegas. Diane doesn't even know this.
No, I do know it. I had to like rearrange which party it was.
And Mandalay Bay, we're going to have a hotel party. It's not going to be very big. We're only doing it because we happen to have the place. We're renting the room so we can play in the pool there and try it out.
We just like swimming.
But since we have a room, sure. Have some people over if they want.
Might as well.
And then, what are we doing on May 17th?
His girlfriend's coming and I'm so excited. Nope. I have my Jake's sister. No?
That's the 16th.
I don't know.
What's May 17th?
Oh, the thing.
Are you going to get gangbanged?
I'm not.
I think we talked about last time a little bit. You're gonna.
I'm going to go with her. We're going to do this together.
So she's going to hold her down.
No.
I think we could probably use that name. Wanda's going to hold her down.
No.
And then she can get gangbanged.
Absolutely not.
So we did decide. I know that some of the girls are okay bare. But because the party's so inexpensive, you really don't know who's going to come. Like, it's kind of interesting, too. The more expensive the party, the more likely you have, like, business professionals, people that care about their health and where they put their dick. The cheaper the party, you get more of the people that, I don't care who it is, I'm going to put my dick in, it's only $10 or whatever, you know, like, kind of like the theater. The theaters are like $10 for those guys to get in.
Right.
And, like, a swinger club's like $100. So a whole different clientele of people. So because of this, if you want to play Barrett at a party that I host that is a cheap party like this, you have to bring results. And then I give people a special band that says, I've seen their results. And the results have to be digital. They can't be like some paper printed copy. Like, I mean, I can make that no matter what. So, so any other events? Well, the couple, all my events are on FetLife. So if you don't have FetLife, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, like Facebook banned Diane this last week.
They did.
More than likely for posting an event of some sort that they don't approve of. And they didn't like ban her for, they didn't give her 30 days in jail. They took her account away.
I completely lost my whole last account. So it's gone forever.
So people on Facebook, like get FetLife. I don't tell you. Like,
Now that I have time, because I lost my job, I'm going to finish building my website. And I do want I will have a page that shows a calendar of the events that we will be hosting. So I will be working on that this week.
But still, the parties are still linked to FetLife. That's how
I think I'm gonna link them directly.
That's how you RSVP. That's how I track it. That's how I email. We try to use the website thing. Nobody, I couldn't give free accounts away. Like literally, I was like, anybody can sign up. It's free. You know, give me a year. Nobody. I mean, I can't make you guys use this better stuff. But you guys don't want to use FetLife. Don't use FetLife. Don't come to my party. I don't care.
Don't come to my party. I don't care.
Like it's whatever. What?
There's a smudge in the middle of my glass lens that I can't see out of one eye.
So, now, our next thing, there were some other advice or you're going to talk about solo guy advice, I think. Because remember, since somebody asked you some stuff about solo guys, like...
Maybe. I don't know. People ask me things all the time.
Yeah, you were used on the podcast. You literally said, hey, it'd be a good idea to talk about this on a podcast.
So I think what Mister's talking about here is when constantly in my DMs or in my messages, there's like solo men that are always trying to figure out how to get in my pants at all times. Typically, I just blow most of the people off. If you're going to contact me online as a solo man, I'm most likely going to ignore you because you're just literally one in a million. And I'm not trying to be an asshole about that, but I just get it so much. Like, I don't have the time to, like, indulge every single person. Every once in a while, there'll be a guy that, like, tries to reach out to Mister. And I don't, like, what do you do when that happens?
So the last one, says, how can I get in, how can I fuck your wife is basically in a little bit fancier chat. And I says, I don't know, ask her.
I hate when he does that too.
She says yes.
hate when he does that. Because then they do come back to me and I'm like, motherfucker.
They come back and go, well, he gave me his blessing.
I swear. Don't do that. That'll just piss me off. So it really depends. A lot of the time, depending where you ask me from too. So like if you're asking me on my FetLife, if you read my profile, it specifically states, if you're a solo man, the only thing I'm interested in is being a model for content creating, which means that you have to pay for my time as a model. But other than that, I don't really do the solo man thing. I am meeting coffee with that last person I'm assuming he's talking about.
You're meeting coffee?
I am meeting for coffee for the last person that he was talking about. And the only reason I'm doing that.
Because he asked that. Oh, okay, maybe it is. I'm thinking a different guy in my head.
And the only reason I'm doing that is because when I was going to say no, Mr. was like, why don't you say yes? Just get some free coffee. And I was just like, because he's just trying to get in my pants. So what I'm going to do is just pitch the modeling and what the difference is, because this guy did say, so I have a saved text message on my phone that I send out to people. I'm like, and I had asked him, I was like, what are you trying to get? And he's like, well, I'm trying to play. And then in another message, I'm trying to collab. And I'm like, do you know the difference of these two things? So I decided that's what we'll discuss over coffee. He does have my Snapchat right now and he's annoying the shit out of me. So I will very soon, most likely, if I don't meet him for coffee soon, I'm just going to go insane and tell him, fuck off. Don't blow me up. It pisses me off.
I think a lot of guys too, they'll be like, hey, do you want to meet and do whatever? And if the girl says yes, then they, to them, that's like, they don't have to meet for coffee anymore. They already know that they have your attention. They could be like, well, let's just skip coffee and go right to the bedroom.
Dude, it's driving me nuts. Like, I'm like, the whole point of meeting for coffee is so we can talk, not for you to fucking blow up my phone. I haven't told him that yet. I'm very close to, because I'm getting crazy. I'm going crazy. I can't stand people that blow up my phone. I do, because I can't stand stuff like that, I do have a tendency to be open to the idea of a sugar daddy. So far, I've only had one. He lasted 3 years. Before he decided to try to get me to leave my husband and run away with him, which I don't do. I have an application process for that because there's like 100 people that also pretend to say that they can do that only to talk to me. And I don't like that either. So solo guys, you're kind of out of luck. The best chance you have is like in the moment when I'm like in something, like it has to be, most likely if Mr. Swinger is fucking a chick, like that's the only way that
I don't know, that hot guy almost got you.
I'm not done. That's the only way that I'm like super horny enough that I might be interested in something at that time. Otherwise you have to be super fucking hot and like salt and pepper. Like, I don't know how to tell you. If you're not a solid, a lot of the time people are like in their 20s when they message me, they're not going to have that look. So again, you're going to have to try to interact with me. But a lot of the time I still don't let people touch me when I'm in the middle of helping in a threesome. So you're pretty much out of luck.
It's usually more like a group play or something where there's multiple people there and he's like on the outside, or they usually not threesome. Usually everybody just gets to watch if we have a girl with us. So, but all of the guys still say, like, how do they go about trying to score in clubs? Like, you're still a girl, like.
Not like most girls. The best advice I can give is to be confident, not cocky. Be social. You do want to introduce yourself. And try to, if you're a local, be a regular. Like, the biggest reason that the one solo guy that I've let play with me twice that's at the club is because he's a regular. So he's normally talking to me. He's normally talking with everybody else. He's normally outgoing and social. And he's a cutie. So because it's a consistent thing, I'm comfortable with him. So for the guys that have like you go to wherever you go normally, you want to be a regular and you want to be a well-known regular, not that's the creep that sits in the corner regular.
Yeah. I think I see that a lot of times. There's a guy in the outside and then just get all mad because nobody, like, it's a sex club. Nobody's asked me to have sex yet.
Yeah. You want to be outgoing and confident and fun and talk to people normal. You don't have to be like, hey, you want to fuck the first time you meet somebody. That's not going to work.
Remember the pink band and hot guy and Susie?
No. What?
So we sat down next to her and says, yep, I'm in.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, she told me. He's like, yep, I'm in. Let's do this. When are we doing this? And she's like, what? I'm lost. And she's like, you have a pink band on. Yeah, and? Well, let's do it. Let's go to the room right now. And she's like, I don't even know your fucking name or anything. Like, so also, like, that's like kind of almost a bad thing with the band is some guys are going to think that down to fuck means fuck anybody. Obviously, that guy, that girl had a pink band on. That hot guy was like, no, not her.
Yeah, he was just something else. So something like that, that's kind of, and that's how, like, Mister gets to be able to go on his own sometimes, too, when he goes on his own. He's flamboyant. He's outgoing. He's unique. He's nice, but he's not, like, and he, even though he's confident, he's not cocky. I don't know what else to give advice. I don't know if you have any advice.
I'm going to try to find a single guy's ad, like, at FetLife. Just so I can show you, like, what they all... Maybe it's just read a message from a freaking solo dude. Because they all say the same... Here's a solo guy message that I got today. Hey, I'm Matt. I love your profile. I'd love to either watch, be your cameraman, or even participate. I guess it means love, but... I think your videos are really sexy. That was 4 days ago. I ignored that... Like, I get that all the time.
Right.
An hour ago, he goes, ?" And I said, no, thanks. He's like, I can't even watch one time. Nope, bye.
You're such a dick.
And then I was like, wait a second. I do have that one party coming up in my head. I'm like, I host parties. Try that. The gangbang party is coming up. So I was like, maybe like this. He's like, whatever, bye.
Well.
So, I mean... These guys aren't even... That was actually kind of more... like... It's not just like the hey. I'm going to see if I can find one. I usually get rid of the... Oh, here's the one. Hello, bro. How's it going? I just want to know, how can I fuck your gorgeous wife? And my response was, you ask her and see if she says yes. Okay, bro. Thanks.
What's his name? I wonder what he did to mine.
Big Chuck D187.
I'm gonna go look now. Hold on.
And see what he told you.
Sometimes they don't actually go to me.
Oh, that guy.
What was the number?
Big D487. Everybody knows. Oh, it's not Big Chuck D.
Yeah.
187. I don't know. No.
Oh, I'm dyslexic.
Why don't you go to the messages?
Because I have a lot.
Oh. That's funny. I don't have that problem. I have some here or there. Girls reach out to me. Guys reach out to me.
I can try to look through my messages, but I get a... Oh, I guess he's kind of on the top. Oh, that's the guy that I'm meeting for coffee. That you told me to meet for coffee.
Talked about this.
Okay.
It's the same dude.
I didn't realize it was the same guy.
So what did he, what's his messages to you?
You want to hear the messages and see how he scored the coffee? I didn't realize it was that guy, so I was like, oh, that's not interesting. His initial message, 13 weeks ago, by the way.
Oh, shoot, way before messaging me.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you doing tonight, sexy? And why are you so fucking sexy? and then I sent him my spiel. I was like, my casual chat DMs are here. Otherwise, like, whatever. And he said, okay. So stop talking. We let it go. A day ago, I think he reread the messages after he talked to Mr. Swinger because a day ago, his new message says, I'm a solo guy trying to collab sexy. And then I was like, you know what? Fine. Looks like he actually read my shit. I'm going to respond. But he kept going. Hello. Good morning, gorgeous. Just wondering, how can we go about setting up a play date between me and you? So this is where how I mentioned to you guys a second ago. I was like, he said both. And I'm like, do you know the difference? And then he said, maybe discuss this over coffee and food. So now I'm like, all right, this is going to be something discussed over coffee and food. So my response was, do you know the difference between collab and playdate? I can meet for coffee, I said. Yes, I do, and I'm willing to do both. LOL. Yes, I'm down for coffee. Just tell me a time and place. Then I asked his typical schedule. He said, I'm free on Thursdays through Sundays. How about yourself? And so I told him, I can do Thursday. So today's Wednesday. I'll actually be meeting him tomorrow. I think I told him like 9 a.m. And then he said, Thursday works. Do we exchange numbers or how can we talk? And I told him, I have Snapchat.
Wait, that's why you have fucking FetLife. What's crazy to me is...
Well, no. So I actually thought about keeping it on FetLife because I do that all the time. But something I've noticed is I will forget to check the FetLife messages. Like if... And I've tried to meet people occasionally and I haven't... when I didn't take it off FetLife. And because it doesn't notify me, I don't know this person's responding to me. So a lot of the time, I don't use my phone when I'm driving. And then when I do get somewhere, I try... I'm not a very good walk. Like, I don't have a very good depth perception, so I can't look at my phone and walk. So because I don't get any notifications, I have to wait till I get to that meeting point. Or, like, when I park my car, I get a chance to check my phone. And then I get to the meeting point, and then I get to check my phone. So if they're trying to tell me something, like they're running late, or they have to cancel or something like that, I don't get that message. Because I'm not constantly checking my phone like you do.
I get emailed every time I get a message for FetLife.
Those are on my spam folder.
But my point was that I don't know how many times guys do this. They'll be talking to you on a platform, no matter where it is, whether it's Twitter or FetLife or whatever, and they'd be like, okay, now I need your text or I need another platform to talk to you on. Like, legit, we are talking now. We've been talking for 13 weeks, you said. And all of a sudden, now this guy needs a different platform to talk. I mean...
Well, the only reason is that I decided to go ahead and let that happen is because I need the notification ability. Because I don't...
My point, though, was this is every guy that ever talks to people. I don't understand...
No, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because it pisses me off sometimes. And usually for guys that I'm not meeting, when they ask me for something like that, I'm like, you're already talking to me. Like, I don't know what your point is.
I don't know why guys want to move it. Like, that's what baffles me is... I get the text because, I have her number now. But sometimes people just go, I want to go to something else. Like,
I think sometimes, it's just, instantaneous. Like, for stuff at least for FetLife specifically, it's not an app. So a lot of the time, you just have to, eventually wait for the response. And I think also some of these people, they like to be able to know if they're being left on red or not. FetLife won't give you that option.
Hmm.
A lot of these other, iPhones, they give you to let you know. I think Android to Android does the same thing. And then, obviously Snapchat, you can know if I'm reading your messages or not. Messenger does the same thing. That's my suspect idea.
We're talking about... Is that all the guy's conversation?
And then he's blowing up my Snapchat and he's annoying me. He just wants to know how my day's going and shit. And I'm like, this guy is stupid. I'm going to tell him that our chat is going to be over coffee. That's pretty much it because I'm a busy person.
Let's grab a...
I'm so congested.
I'm trying to find a random... Oh, that's too long to read. Holy shit. Maybe I should read one. I think this is fake, more than likely. No, maybe not. There's a lot of fake stuff on FetLife. Usually you go to their profile and they've been there for 2 days and they're basically like, I want to meet you right... They're a girl and I want to meet you right now. Just snap me or text me or email me. Like, pretty much 99% is fake. What the... Okay, I'll read this one. This is weird.
Go for it.
It's in a classified. It says, Ladies Who Watch is the title. It's by a 42-year-old man that's evolving. The article or the ad says, Any women or couples want to meet someone public. I guess he means somewhere public. And watch me pull it out for you. That's it. So I guess he wants...
Is that how he gets arrested?
Oh, this guy... Oh, fuck. This guy's actually in my DMs already, too. Anyways... I didn't realize that when I read it. His bio is looking for open-minded, fun-loving people who can be open and honest about what brought them here. There once was a time I thought it was perverted and was ashamed. Now I understand that there is a wide, wonderful world of like-minded people. I am an open-minded person looking for new experiences. I love sex and talk about sex with no shame. And man, it feels good to be able to share. I'm straight but not shy. I'm not looking for anything in particular, but some good convo and good people. Hopefully we can mesh and make it more. So he only has four pictures, and this is what I don't like, is his pictures. So it looks like he's a solo guy, and he acts like it's whatever. Every picture he has is his penis with a person, whether it's in a vagina or he's just holding it. It's in front of a girl's face. It's in a girl's, near a girl's butt. So there's no pictures of him besides his penis and then a girl next to it. I don't know if he's a couple. I don't remember. I know he. This is the same guy. I just read his fucking.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god! This is the same one that says, "I want to watch or be a cameraman or participate." That we just read. That happened to be the same dude on accident.
That's hilarious.
I grabbed this on accident. So obviously he's single. But, like, guys, if you're single, you just put your fucking. Oh my god! This is just crazy. Like, put your.
I guess what I didn't talk about for the online section of being a solo guy is, we didn't add anything for that. I only talked about being at the club as a solo guy. I guess if you're trying to make an ad online, don't do that.
Like, if you're solo, be solo. Like, be proud of being solo. There's couples that want solo guys out there and girls that want solo guys out there. This guy's not going to get those people because there's a girl. His profile picture literally is a girl's vagina and like a quarter inch of dick. That's the profile picture. Like,
if you're self-conscious about your face or something, do something different. You could do a silhouette of yourself. Don't do a dick pic for your main photo because I will freaking ignore that.
Most women are... If all you have is dick pics, then obviously you're just a dick.
Do something cool. Do like a silhouette of yourself. Do something. A full body photo. But don't do that. And then give a little bit better of a description of yourself. Not necessarily like this guy where he's talking about like being a pervert and shit. Like how is that even attractive? How is that even attractive? Do a little bit about yourself. And then kind of like a dating site.
Like some general interests that you have, like stuff you like to do. Because sometimes you need to connect with if you want to find a girl, you need to connect with that girl somehow. And girls don't connect through dick pic pictures or I'm a pervert. Like, that's every dude. If that's connection, we would never have a problem. All the girls would be like, fuck yeah.
And keep building on your profile. Like, as you learn more about yourself or what you like or in general, add that to your profile. Don't just change it. Like, Mr. Swinger's profile is Mr. _ Swinger. Check it out. Read it. Look at his photos. See that what causes him to be interesting.
I think I have one dick picture and like 100 and some pictures.
Yeah. That what shows him to be interesting and why people like his account. Go for it and read mine too. Mine's linked to his, or mine is just Swinger's _ wife. And I've done the same thing.
Everybody's like, Fat Life. Okay. Fat Life is www.fatlife.com. There's no apps. There's no... It's
literally
like Facebook before Facebook was an app. Or MySpace, which doesn't have an app. Like, the format's a lot like MySpace, where you add, like, the top of... you can add anywhere in their profile, but basically, it's like a page. And it can be super long. I've seen some people's really, really long. Like, kind of like some MySpaces are, like, short, and some are like, holy shit, guys, like, are you going to stop ever? And you can be anonymous on FetLife. It's free. Like, everybody's like, well, it's got to be expensive. It's free. Even if the only thing you have to pay for is if you want to watch videos. And it's not even that much money. It's like $30 for 6 months or something. Like, it's definitely super cheap. And it's only for the videos.
Well, that's the main perk. They have a couple of other little perks, like the Kinky and Popular page. You can only look at a limited amount unless you're one of the people that pay for it.
Yeah.
And I think for, like, activity, if you want to look at a longer activity thing, you have to pay for it. Like,
but for the most part, it's the pictures, especially for dudes, like, because you can't see videos of anybody, of anybody that you're following or anything. So, and there's a lot of videos on FetLife that rival porn, that's for sure. I like going through there, especially the Kinky Popular, because it's, like, it's the ones that are voted on or, like the last day or so more than any other one. So, like, if I put one up there and people like it right away, they'll start clicking like, hey, I like this one. And then it'll get to that page and more people see it and like it and it just stays there for a day or two. But it's really, it also changes a lot too. It just, like, a lot of stuff keeps going through there. Anyways, you're anonymous, but yet, even though you're anonymous, yet people can see your history too. Like, they can see the kind of groups that you're in, the kind of posts you're in. So it shows validity to who you are if you're actually a legit person on FetLife. It also takes away the validity to you if you are just some scammer chick or just some guy trying to get laid. Like, people can spot it really quickly.
Yeah, it's a great site to use. Like, you go to a person's account, you can see their activities, see what they've been posting. Like, I do that for the girls that talk about collabing or, like, attempt to, like, sell their online content. And then I look, and a lot of the time I'll try to reach out to girls like that to see if they would be up to collab. But I'll go through that to see if they're even, like, actually in the town or if they're just using it to advertise. And you could tell, like, in the activity, you can see that she's posting in groups all over the United States, or you can see that she's only posted in Las Vegas or Phoenix or LA, wherever you happen to be at, where it's a consecutive kind of in one general area. And I'm like, okay, this person might be legit or not. Yeah, and then there's an events tab, so you can go to events. You can, especially if you're traveling too. Like, if when we go to LA, we look at the events in LA at the time frame that we're going to be there, so we can see if there's going to be something happening that we can check out. And that's how you can find our events. So you'll go through the events tab in Las Vegas, and then you can see some of our stuff.
They're also all linked on my profile.
They're also all linked on his profile that I said earlier, the Mr. Underscore Swinger. So you can see what the events of ours are so that you guys can actually attend with us. But yeah, that's FetLife is a really good resource. And it's, like we've said, it's completely free. I don't know why people aren't using it.
It's not BDSM anymore either. Like, everybody's like, it's a BDSM site.
It's not just that anymore. A lot of ethically non-monogamous people are using it now. After, like, various social medias kind of kill us. So, that's the best advice that I got for you guys this week. We'll see you next week.